I know that I'm very weak in many moments. I'm weak in relationships and certain things. I struggle to say no, speak about my discomfort and certain things. So obviously I have to set boundaries to stop myself from behaving in that manner. When it comes to like relationships with you or my sisters, like I know I'm easily like, you know, softer. So I have to set boundaries and like, you know, communicate better. So for me, it's just to protect that softness in me, which I know people can take for advantage, granted, but they're not doing it on purpose. It's just because I haven't been able to say that, like, I don't like something.
So my question to you is obviously, how do you then set your boundaries?
Oh, brother, so I was speaking about this year being like the year I've learned the most. I'm learning about boundaries this year.
Hey, that so, everyone hides away their true self online, their true self.
Yeah,
but maybe it's a thing of you're too. We are all too scared for people to see our true selves.
I know. For me, I wish I could just leave social media, bro. Like, if it was,
you see,
like if it wasn't, like, and this is like me being like, I wish I could just post my. I wish I could record the podcast, post it, and it's just there. When people speak about me online and it's not true, why must I go and correct them? Because I know my truth. If you wanted,
what's going on, guys? Welcome back to a brand new episode of Seated with Level and Tato Rampedi. I'm one of your hosts, Tato Rampedi, and of course, I am here with...
Hey, what's up, guys? It's your boy, Level Rampedi, and it's that time of the week where you guys grab your favorite seat with your two brothers. Guys, it's your favorite Seated, which is basically just what now? What are we now? What are we? Are we health? Are we mental health? Are we breakup advisories?
I feel like we love creating conversations for the youth that are targeted on our experience, the things we're going to experience.
Yeah.
We like having serious conversation in a lighthearted manner, right?
Yeah.
So we'll obviously introduce the topic, introduce the conversations. We used to read tweets, no more. Now we're just literally subject orientated. And then from there, it becomes lighthearted. It becomes fun. We make jokes when we can.
You guys can learn. We get to learn. I mean, it's a good time. It's a conversation. So grab your seat and let's start.
So obviously it's the middle of the year, right? It's July. And I feel like we've been going through a lot this year. Like, I've experienced so many different things, right? Like,
Same. How many? Have you been broke this year once?
I've been broke twice this year.
Twice.
But broke
that's
is like...
That's a very nice... You can count how many times you've been broke.
Broke is like perspective. Broke is like a...
Yeah, like I have like a... Some people say like I have like... 10 rand left, I'm broke. Some people say like I have like 1,000, I'm broke. Some people say 10,000, I'm broke.
But it's like, I was at the point where it's like, if I don't get any jobs right now, it's maybe tricky. You get what I'm saying? But yeah, man, like I'm saying, we've gone through a lot. And due to that, I've got a bunch of topics for us today, right?
Yeah.
The first thing I want to speak about is, what do you think the function of boundaries are? Right, we're going to go through boundaries because, hey, I've been anyone boundaries are this year. Like,
So you're not going to ask me how I am?
If we get in there, I'm just introducing one
the topic, the agenda.
Yeah, the agenda. What's going on? What's up? I would speak about losing yourself in relationships, business, partnerships, and friendships. I feel like it's so important for us to speak about, like, you know, ourselves, who we are, because that's one thing a lot of us struggle with. We really struggle with just understanding what's going on and who we are.
Yeah.
And then perception of self. So basically how, for this perception of self one, now I want us to speak about perception. Like, how do you view yourself? How do we think people view us? And how does that, like, inhibit us from literally growing and being the best version of ourselves? Because I know, like, I've got so many, this thing is linked to insecurities, right? I've got so many insecurities that mess up my perception of self, which mess up my prospects in terms of, like, business.
Very true.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Same.
So I want to speak about that. And then, yeah, man, of course, there's going to be some fun things as we go. Like, it's very, very chill.
The in between.
But of course, the first question, how are you? What's going on?
How am I? Yo.
I'm sure you're exhausted.
Last night we shot until 2 a.m. as Majita. That's a banger video coming out.
We started at like what time? We started shooting at like 7.
Call time was 7. So 7 to 2 a.m.
8, 9, 10, 11,
right
12,
now it's 1, 9 a.m.
It's a 7-hour shoot.
Right now it's 9 a.m.
Yeah.
I'm taking early lunch from work. I've only got an hour max and then I have to go back to work. And yeah, I'm exhausted. I'm overextended. Financially, I'm okay.
What's the date of the month? Don't you owe me money? So how are you finding?
What do you mean? How owe you money?
I owe you money.
Yeah, you owe me money.
For the podcast. I need to do your podcast
payments. Yeah. I haven't been paid for this podcast in months. No, but shame.
Please ask him when the last episode was. Where am I paying you from?
but like overall, I'm okay. I think number one theme for me right now is what do you like?
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, dude, cool, you've been in relationships now, you've been in what, you've done Majita, as Majita, you're doing the podcast, but like, dude, what do you like to do?
Yeah.
Like, what are my hobbies outside of... Because keep in mind, YouTube and things used to be my hobby, but now it's my work.
Yeah.
I've lost... I want to start painting or, like, I want to start, like... I need a hobby outside of this. Like, outside of this mad... This circus. That isn't circus-related. So it mustn't be posted. It mustn't be, like... I'm talking about, like, I want to have a hobby for me.
Yeah.
That's not movies. That's not TikTok. That's not... It must literally be like, oh guys, I'm going. You guys know I'm going horse riding, guys. Yeah. It's Thursdays.
Do you feel like you work hard?
Do I feel like I work hard?
Do you feel like you work harder than the average person?
Yes, I think I work times two harder than the average person.
Yeah,
I think the average person, if they had to step maybe in a week of my life, they might even retire earlier.
They'd even kill themselves.
Kill themselves.
Look, as I reason why I ask you that question is because the reason why we don't have hobbies and stuff is because there's no time.
Yeah.
Right? There's no time for that. And that's just the uncomfortable truth.
Do you know that people are listening to you back home? They're like, come on, you guys, be real. Like,
no, what just do you like, for example, I had a similar day today. So yesterday I woke up.
Yeah, let's take me through your day.
Take me to yesterday.
With timestamps, please.
I woke up quite early yesterday.
Yeah.
And it might be late for some people.
Yeah.
Woke up at 7:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
Right? Then I had to shower, get ready, do some emails, like a lot of admin, up until 9:30. Mm. 9:30, I have to rush to Midrand, drive myself to Midrand, and then I've got a whole shoot with Wimpy. Excuse me, man.
Yeah.
Shoot with Wimpy for an hour. It ran a bit late, shot for an hour and a half. Then obviously started like speaking to the marketing managers, speaking about things we could do. Mm. Like trying to like build relationships. So now I'm like, you know,
yeah,
basically maintaining client relationships. Then I come back here and then I meet up with Mbali, my creative director. And we are doing emails after emails, negotiating contracts, reading through contracts for Asmanjita campaigns, for my campaigns, for Mummy's campaigns, for Percy's campaigns, because we manage Percy now.
Yo, that's crazy. You know, shout out Percy, right?
Yeah, shout out Percy. And then after that, it's like, okay, cool. Content, what are we doing? What are we shooting? So now it's like, okay, cool. Let's read all the briefs I have, because I'm working with like maybe like a couple of clients right now. We have to read the briefs and then we have to come up with ideas.
For each brief, brother.
For each brief. And each brief, some briefs have 5 reels, 5 stories. Some briefs have 2 reels.
And you need to submit like a proposal of like what you're going to do.
You get me?
Yeah.
So it's like just really focusing on that, pushing that. It's
overwhelming, yeah?
After that, okay, cool. I'm like, you know what? I'm exhausted. It's about 3:30 right now, right? Mm. I'm meant to shoot this podcast with you. Mm. But then we're like, okay, cool, we can't. Because we have to shoot what? As Majita, we got a call at like 1 saying, guys, we have to shoot tonight because purchase got due in July. Mm. So now what happens? We go into a brainstorm meeting with Asmanjita. We plan last night's
video. For an hour, by the way.
For an hour and a bit. Mind you, we had 30-minute calls in between the whole day discussing everything. And then we get together. Now everyone comes into my very clean space.
And messes it up.
And mess it. They just mess it up.
And then leaves.
And leave.
At,
and
then at like 1 a.m.
And like, so I'm like, I'm head of production with the Asmanjita, right?
Yeah,
basically. So I'm basically making sure the cameras are charged. I'm dumping the SD cards. I'm getting the tripods ready. I'm getting the lighting ready. Like, I'm doing that with PC. Cool. I'm my assistant production person.
Percy, I hope you don't hear this. I think you guys are more co-pilots, but I hear you.
Levo and Khunze leave the creative, but we're all part of the creative team.
Yeah, but we're all part of, like, the brainstorming and, like, what the video's like. And
but they're more of, like, our directors.
So yeah, we're more like, yo, by the way, guys, let's do this video. And, like, we'll be like, yo, let's add an eagle. Then they'll be like, whoa. So they are all, whoa, guys.
Yeah.
We should do Lost to Leave the Car. But this time, we should put, you know, 5 anacondas in each car. Whoa. You know what I'm saying? So they are whoa, guys.
I'm definitely the whoa guy. Like, I yesterday we had a big fight about the castor oil thing.
Bro. We had a fight. So we wanted to put castor oil in the YouTube video as one of the punishments. But, Kiman, Toto's 27. I'm 25. We don't have the health...
Of a
22 and Percy and 22, Percy 22, the other one's 23.
Yeah.
It's not easy, man.
It's not easy.
Yeah, but that's a very busy schedule. I think it's very jam packed.
Yeah, after that, obviously, then I chilled for a bit and then I woke up in the morning, then I set this up.
Yeah.
So now it's like I woke up and you and I set this up. Yeah. I'm busy liaising with clients as well. I'm trying to plan this episode.
Yeah, we're trying to plan this episode. Because me and Tato take turns now planning the episode.
So I'm speaking to. You know, to help me plan, we're planning, and it's just very hectic. Yeah, man, but as much as it's been so difficult to work, it's so amazing that we've all been able to just be so connected.
Yeah.
And speaking about being connected, guys, today's sponsors of the video is YouTube
and Vodacom, because they have partnered up to do something special for me, for you, and for everybody that enjoys watching YouTube. They've got an amazing campaign called
Hashtag Vibe With Your Faves.
Yeah. Your faves being Seated With Levon.
Yes, sir.
Your faves being As Majita.
Uh-huh.
And your faves being Thought Digest. And they've created such an amazing bundle. It's for LTE users, guys. Fast data. I'm talking about 15 gigabytes. Philip, we'll go into detail. Tell them what's happening.
Yo, so for a whole new 15 gigabytes for only 99 Rand, guys, you guys get a new version of being a bundle of joy. Guys, I'm telling you, obviously 5 gigabytes is dedicated to YouTube, right?
Yeah, so it's a whopping 15 gigabytes of data for just 99 Rand. Yeah. Obviously, there's a steal. 5 gigabytes is just for YouTube, for you guys to come back every single week and watch Seated, and you guys can binge watch your favorite shows.
Yeah.
Of course, it's fast LTE speed, so you guys can enjoy lightning fast internet on the go with Vodacom. But yeah, man.
But what's Vodacom about telling a friend about telling a friend and telling a friend? With those 10 gigabytes, guys, you can also stay connected with your friends, video call them, tell them what you're watching and how you are rocking with your faves.
Yeah, man. One thing I'm going to be doing for sure with those bundles, I'm going to be streaming and learning, guys. I'm trying to build something new for us here, you know, in the studio.
Secret.
So I have to obviously go there on YouTube and say how to do. You understand? So that's very, very exciting.
Yeah, but guys, what's a podcast without a couple of tips? You know what I'm saying? And one of the biggest data tips that we can give you guys is to learn to manage your data efficiently.
Yeah.
Because, you know, sometimes you're watching YouTube in 720.
Yeah.
You need to go down to 480.
Sometimes go to 480. Yeah. But like when you go to 480, make sure you're going to 480 while watching
Seated. Yeah.
But
Vodacom is definitely going to keep you connected with the most efficient bundle.
Efficient. But yeah, guys, we're gonna put so much more details in the description box. You guys can get this bundle. Like we said, 15 gigabytes, 99 Rand. Vodacom said hello, YouTube. YouTube said hello back to Vodacom, and they came up with this bundle for you guys at home. But yeah, let's get into the conversation.
No way.
Boundaries, my man. How would you describe boundaries, bro? Like, what do you think the function of boundaries are?
I think boundaries is definitely is how do I protect myself?
Okay.
Not only from everything around me, but also from me.
Yes.
What things I'm vulnerable to being like susceptible to. What is it susceptible?
Yeah. So basically, when are the moments where you're like quick to be a yes man?
Yeah.
So you need to know how to create boundaries to stop yourself from being a yes
man.
Yeah.
Like there are times when we are in Pretoria, you know?
Yeah.
And then, you know, we're looking around.
Yeah.
Entertainment and music and vibes of some sort, you know what I'm saying? It's very vibrant space.
Yes.
And you know, the waiter's whispering, hey, you should buy a bottle. Boundary's saying, no, I'm here for one drink and one drink only. And then buying the bottle and learning again and again and again. But jokes aside, boundaries is how do I protect myself? That's basically how I would define it. I don't know. How would you define it?
Yeah, bro. I'd do it the same way as you, right? I feel like for me, when I think about boundaries, obviously I'm going to make it about myself. I know that I'm very weak in many moments.
Mm.
I'm weak in relationships and certain things. Mm. I struggle to say no, speak about my discomfort and certain things. So obviously I have to set boundaries to stop myself from behaving in that manner. When it comes to like relationships with you or my sisters, like I know I'm easily like, you know, softer. So I have to set boundaries and like, you know, communicate better. So for me, it's just to protect that softness in me, which I know people can take for
advantage,
granted, but they're not doing it on purpose. It's just because I haven't been able to say that, like, I don't like something.
Mm.
But I mean, let's go to Bra Google, and let's see what they say. So Bra Google is saying, boundary setting in the context of mental health means creating clear limits and guidelines to protect one's emotional well-being. It involves asserting one's needs, feelings, and values. However, note that boundary setting is not the same tone for everyone.
Mm.
Another one says, boundaries are the limits and rules we set for ourselves and others in relationships, right? These spoken and unspoken rules enable people to interact safely with regard to physical, emotional, mental, sexual, financial, material, and time-based behavior.
Yeah.
So I think we're all saying the same thing.
Yeah.
It's just things that we're putting up to make sure that we're protected. Mental capacity, from an emotional perspective, from, you know, their heart.
So my question to you is obviously, how do you then set your boundaries?
Oh, brother, I was speaking about this year being like the year I've learned the most. I'm learning about boundaries this year.
Hey?
I'm learning about boundaries this year.
Nah, same. I don't know why I said
like,
hey.
I know it sounds weird, no, but like, I was the biggest yes man. I was the biggest
people pleaser.
People, well,
I'm a people pleaser.
I wouldn't say people pleaser, but I was, okay, actually I was. I was someone that was willing to help anyone with anything.
Yeah, same.
Right? So like, whether you're a friend, family, cousin.
Stranger.
Like, you, like Lebo and Khonto used to speak about this, bro. Yeah. Like, this year, even I used to have shoots. I'd meet someone that says, yo, bro, I want to learn. I'm like, oh, just come to my apartment and come watch us work and maybe you can learn something, you know? So I've learned this year that like, when it comes to like, people I don't know, they need to like, set clear boundaries.
Yeah. You
can't save the world. When it comes to like, romantic partners, it's like, I shouldn't be scared to not put myself first. Mm. A lot of the time, like when I'm seeing someone, I put them first, even in moments where I know that it's going to affect my business, affect my time, affect my mental health, affect my anything.
Yeah.
And I'll always put that person first to try make that thing work. So now I've been trying to set boundaries as, okay, cool. How does this thing affect me? So like, I'm trying to think more about myself.
I think for me, the reason boundaries is such a difficult topic and a difficult practice is because boundaries affect the mood of the relationship.
Okay.
And it's like, let's say you're in love deeply, you know, and this person constantly saying, yo, on Friday, let's go to the club. But you're deeply in love. But that Friday issue is like, yo, I actually don't want to go with you. I'm just giving a generalized example, right?
Yeah, bro, I get you. But that's the thing now, né? We need to understand, like, what do we prioritize in relationships, for example? Mm. So we know that, okay, cool, if I set a boundary, it might push this person away from me and it might mess up the mood. But one, the question should be, is this person for me? Right? I think that's one of the, like, yeah, that answers the thing, bro. Like,
yeah.
If you set boundaries to try to protect yourself, right, and it pushes someone in your life away from you, maybe that person shouldn't be for you.
Matato, have you ever dated someone with so many boundaries it feels like you're dating a toll gate? Everything is a boundary. Yeah. Everything is a boundary. They use everything against you. You know, I don't like when you're on your phone like that. My boundary is you must put a phone away when you're speaking. Yeah? I actually don't like when you eat like that.
Yeah.
Must use a knife and fork. You don't use your head when you eat pap. How do I use a knife and fork to eat pap? Shouldn't I use a spoon? You know?
Yeah.
So when you date the other side, when you know you're dating this person of 106 toll gates, boundary, you know, that can also be quite fatiguing. Which is why I said it's a very...
But that's, the person maybe is not meant for you, right?
Yes.
Maybe that person should be someone that eats knife and fork with
the
pap.
Yeah.
Because like in the previous episode, we're speaking about compatibility so much. Was it with you or was it Thought Digest?
It was, I don't know.
Was it you? We're speaking about compatibility. We're saying, I did the whole analogy of like coffee and tea.
Yeah.
Go back to the episode if you haven't watched that episode.
It's a banger.
Yeah. But yeah, man, like, dude, for me, that's a compatibility thing. Like, I've been really trying to understand compatibility this year.
Yeah.
Because I feel like for the longest time, I thought that I had to do a sacrifice.
Yes.
Like, you know, man, if you want to be with someone, you have to sacrifice this thing, you have to sacrifice that thing.
Yeah.
But it's like, no, like last episode you spoke about the fact that like when you go on a date, you've got things you're looking out for, which you're happy to see, and things that you don't want to see.
Mm.
And I feel like if that compatibility test doesn't work in the beginning, then you shouldn't be with that person. So the same way when someone sets boundaries, if their boundaries aren't for you or you don't really understand them, maybe you should take a step back. But like a question that I want to pose to you is that like, what happens if the boundary, like what happens when a boundary makes you uncomfortable?
That's what I was about to ask you.
Yeah.
I was going to say, okay, cool. Let's say but you generally have a boundary.
Yeah, like
you generally like the person.
Fake. Yeah.
You're generally compatible, but the boundary is what will make you
uncomfortable.
Uncomfortable.
So then shouldn't that make you then?
And you can't have a boundary against a boundary. That's just boundaries. Yeah. You understand what I'm saying?
That should make you take a step back and maybe like self-reflect.
I don't know. I think that people have this mindset. People have this mindset that like, they're like a palace. They're like a temple. They themselves are the temple and they're the prize. And like, oh, this is the boundary. I have a boundary. No going forward on this account. Don't step forward. You know? And it's like, dude, I won't lie to you. A lot of your boundaries are useless, guys. A lot of your boundaries are...
Jesus.
Are one... Not boundering anything.
Okay, let's do this. Let's go through some boundaries that you've heard.
Let's do a case study.
Yeah, let's do a case study. So with me, I think you're the exact same way. So you and I, we speak very freely.
Yeah.
In the sense that like, we can be rude, but we're not trying to be rude.
Yeah.
We can make jokes that don't intend to harm or affect somebody.
Yeah.
But then they do exactly that.
Yeah.
For example, it's like, let's say you're with a girl.
Mm.
and she's at your place. And it's like, yo, hey, don't leave your bonnet here.
It's not an Airbnb. Make a joke like that.
Okay, yeah. Even that one. Like, yeah. Don't leave your bonnet here. It's not an Airbnb. Or don't leave your bonnet here.
You're just joking, by the way.
Yeah. Don't leave your bonnet here. Like, hey, Terry's going to see that shit tomorrow. Like, or my other girl's going to see that tomorrow. Mm. You're making a joke.
Yeah.
But for some people, it's like, hey, yo.
Yeah, like, I don't like that.
I don't like that joke. That joke makes me feel like this. Yeah. So in that instance, what would you do? Do you now then see, okay, cool, this person's setting a boundary on the types of things you can say? They're bringing you more... They're making you more sensitive, making you more aware of how you should be saying what you're saying.
I think that...
Or do you feel like you should be somebody who is more compatible to your sense of humor?
I think that it's... Guys, it's that thing. I think everyone asked that question. I think people at home watching this or people that are listening to this on the streaming platforms have given us 5 stars. are also just there like, you know what? We don't know. Which is why I said a lot of boundaries are stupid.
So in the instance, you wouldn't know what to do?
In that moment, I would look at her and say, okay, cool, I won't make that type of joke.
Yeah.
But then it goes into that thing now, you know? When I align with your boundary, is it aligning to the progression of this relationship? So if that joke is harmful to you, you feel hurt by me, I obviously need to stop.
Yeah.
But if that joke is just a joke, and I feel as if it's just a joke and no one should take it that personal.
Yeah.
Then what happens?
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? Then we're in, we're not aligned. You know what I mean? But it's like we said on the previous podcast, bro, you and your partner will not agree on everything.
You won't.
Which is why boundaries are such a sensitive topic. I know women who have been like, one of my boundaries is that, I don't like meeting your friends until I know I'm your girlfriend. It's like, dude, but you won't get the promotion unless you do go to the wall.
You know what? I was speaking to Kaya. One of her boundaries is that she can't, she doesn't want to meet your friends at all or your family until marriage.
So you see now,
that's a boundary of hers.
Is she a boundary or is she a secret?
Because she was saying, I think that they spoke about this in Thought Digest. She was saying that when I meet your friends and your family, I am put in a position where we can be influenced by their opinions.
Mm.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like when I meet your mom can call me and be like, why are you angry at Lebo? Forgive Lebo.
Yeah.
Or with your friends, they're like, Makoti, you know he loves you.
Yeah.
Or during conflict with your partner, it's like your friends, they're like, what does she know? What does your girl know, bro? Just leave her.
Mm.
So she says, meeting your friends, meeting your family, it's a big boundary of hers. No.
So you see, for me, I would look at her and say like, oh no, but that's a useless boundary. Because what you're doing is inbox dating. We live in the real world. It's not just me and you on this world. We're not playing Sims. There's other characters that will in fact influence this relationship.
Yeah.
When you're inbox dating, you're closing a box, you're going inside, it's dark inside, it's just me and you. Hey, you know?
I got a perspective because it's a thing of like, whenever there's any conflict, any problems, you guys have to deal with them with your mind.
Yeah.
So it's like it removes the opinions of external entities into what's going on between
you. Yeah, but that should just be an agreement between you and your partner.
Right? It should be a thing of like, don't speak to your friends about our relationship.
Yeah.
But I think before we've been speaking about boundaries, but I think you can't set boundaries with friendships, relationships, business partners without understanding who you are.
Mm.
So I feel like maybe we should speak about how do you understand who you are?
Yeah.
To then understand what boundaries you need to set to keep yourself safe. And how do you know that the boundary that you've set is fair or not? Because a lot of us, we have traumas and we've got triggers and we've got like just bad experiences, right? Which make us set boundaries which are preventing us from healing.
Mm.
So now how do you create a boundary which enables you to be safe versus creating a boundary which prevents you from, you know, going back and fixing what's wrong with you? Or what you've been through.
So to start it off with like, who are you?
Yeah.
You know, like who are you? Because man, all boundaries come from a place of protection, like we said in the beginning, right? And the who are you part is why some boundaries I say are useless. Because a lot of people don't know
who they are.
Even me now, I struggle to know when a boundary is in. Like, for example, me and my friends have this thing, like, nah, I'm picking me. It's our light way of saying, guys, I'm placing a boundary. I don't want to do something.
Yeah.
So we'll say like, I'm picking me. I'm picking me.
That's how we set boundaries.
That's how we set boundaries in our friendship group, right? Yeah. So for example, if let's say Tata goes, yo, let's go to Greenside and have a drink. One of us will say, no, I'm picking me. I don't want to go get a drink. I'm picking me. I'm going home. Yeah. You know? And no one can say, no, don't pick you.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
True.
So, but with the whole who are you, I think that's a lifetime journey, bro. And I think that your boundaries are going to shift based on the phase of life you are in.
Yeah.
And I think that if people make you feel guilty for your boundaries, you know, and you feel like, oh, maybe I'm wrong, you need to reassess. Because a boundary that you put in place, you must be 100%. And I mean 100% sure.
Yeah.
One of my boundaries that I have with my mom and I text every day, right? But I told her that if she calls me and I don't answer, she's not allowed to get upset anymore. Because it's like, dude, I'm a busy person.
Yeah.
It should be enough for me to text you. Yeah. You understand? So that's a boundary. I'm saying, yo, dude, if you call and you don't answer, there's no getting upset. You understand what I'm saying? Because obviously that's realistic.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's realistic. That's me saying, okay, I know our relationship. I know that we're texting. I know that you want to speak to me. However, that's not my current situation.
Yeah, my capacity.
That's me knowing myself. That's me knowing myself.
Yeah.
It's equal to the point of where, like, when we, it's equal to the point of when we're shooting as Majita. And then Khunta says, yo, I'm going to get an alligator for the next video. Then you say, no, dude, I want to live. You yeah. know yourself. You know you like living.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know if I'm making sense, but I don't know, bro.
Shiki, would you say boundaries are walls that we put up? Or would you say, well, how would you work?
Because, you know, sometimes your boundaries derive from trauma.
Yeah.
Sometimes your boundaries derive from happiness. Sometimes your boundaries derive from pain.
Yeah.
And sometimes your boundaries aren't even just boundaries. It's just a response.
Who have you been with who created boundaries that you just that you feel like
I didn't
were,
like there was a girl I dated in
because you've been saying some boundaries are just useless.
It's useless.
They just derive from trauma.
I dated this girl in uni.
Yeah.
And she had a lot of boundaries. Like, yo, we like...
Would she say, these are my boundaries? Because, you know...
No, the first, this the is what
first,
I don't like.
That's the first time I was with someone that like. Said what a boundary was this year.
Yeah. So she didn't say, these are my boundaries.
Yeah.
She'd say, oh, by the way, this is how the relationship's going to work.
Do's and don'ts.
Do's and don'ts. These are the rules, papa. These are the rules,
break
papa.
Break them, I break you.
You break... We play by the rules in this court. It was like parliament, Munna. Yeah. Eh? Yeah, it was like parliament. So... Yeah, she'd be like, I don't want to use examples because you know when you speak about our exes on this podcast, they contact you. Or
yeah, they call us. With
they call us. How about we do date them? They have our number. So
I don't speak to them. Nah, I hear you. I hear you, bro. I feel like boundaries, man. Bro, like boundaries, sometimes they're just very unfair and they derive from trauma. That's how I feel like.
That's why I said.
And I feel like it's literally going to what the definition of a boundary is.
Mm.
A boundary is to protect yourself. So someone goes through a traumatic experience, they set up a boundary, which I believe sometimes actually are walls, right? And it's like, no. For me to not get hurt again, I have to put up this wall to prevent you hurting me. Versus maybe the person communicating like what they've gone through and the thing that's hurt them. So I think in terms of boundaries, I would prefer like, hey, listen, when it comes to this thing, I've got bad experiences with these things. I am personally working on these things because that's your responsibility, by the way. Like what you've gone through traumatically is your responsibility. But
to express and to deal with. And inform.
It's up to me to understand.
Mm.
But I don't like it when people tell you things that they've gone through, but they're not working on them. So it's like, okay, cool. Your mother used to bite your toes growing up. Now if I want to kiss your toes, I can't kiss your toes because what are you doing to work on your toes?
Yeah, now you're lactose intolerant. It doesn't make sense, boy. It doesn't make sense.
Do you get what I'm saying?
I do get you.
That's why like I believe some boundaries are walls. Some boundaries people put them up to be safe. It's like
some people
be like, yo, dude, my boundaries are like, dude, I genuinely don't enjoy this thing. I don't like ice skating. I don't like going out into the cold. That's my boundary. I don't like things that are cold. Okay, that makes you uncomfortable.
Mm.
But now when it's like a boundary based off of an experience, it's like, how, dude, I wouldn't do that thing that happened to you.
Mm.
So now why am I dealing with this war?
I think what
this person has come, this trauma.
I think what Tata's trying to say is like, yo, guys, be very careful when people place boundaries on you.
Yes.
What color is the wall?
What color is the
wall? Are we seeing a brick or is it transparent? You can see where it derives from because you can see through the wall.
Yes.
You can't go, yes, fine. I know, but I can see what's happening, where the boundary, why the boundary exists.
And when it's transparent.
It's lava, there's science. And
when it's transparent.
Yeah, you get to understand.
Can I please at least somebody fixing, you know?
Yeah.
Trying to fix. Yeah.
Someone putting water onto the lava.
someone must be putting an effort, my man.
Yeah, or it's just a brick wall.
They mustn't put a trauma experts needed. I don't know, like basically calling on me to come help you heal.
Yeah. Or is it like a brick wall and you're just there like, dude, this wall exists, but like, I'm so curious what's happening on the other side that this thing exists.
Yeah.
And that's very important. How do we inform our partners on why we have our boundaries?
Yeah. So now this continues conversation, right? With me, I'm a firm believer of boundaries. I'm a firm believer of someone communicating their trauma. I like when people bring me into time with what they've gone through. It helps me understand them better, or helps me treat them better. It helps me read and help them unlearn things that they've gone through, because then I'm not that person, right?
Isn't your responsibility,
which isn't my responsibility, but I'm always willing to do it because I care for the people that I want to be in relationships with, right? And I love them. So I want them to become better people. I want to make them feel safe and heard. One thing I don't like is if I'm making more of an effort than you. How can I be making more of an effort than you to be helping you heal?
I care more about you than you care about yourself.
That's a problem.
That's a very sad place to be in your dating life. And I think there's a lot of people that are going to relate to that.
Yeah.
You know, when you love someone more than they love themselves.
Yeah.
That's a very painful period in your life, or phase of dating in your life.
Another one, when you love someone more than you love yourself.
Yeah.
That's also a very
painful That's a one. Very dangerous
When you're willing to, because I know for me, for the longest, just for years, I think even to this day, I'm willing to love the person I'm in a romantic relationship with more than I'm willing to love myself.
Yeah.
In the sense of like giving them time, I'm willing to give the person I'm romantically in a relation with more time than I give myself. Mm. I'm willing to spend more money on that person
than yourself.
Than myself. I'm willing to, you know, help give, them launch their give. Ideas, their yeah. businesses, everything more than myself. And that's a problem that I have, which is why I've been trying to set like boundaries with that. Like, obviously, like when I date people in the industry a lot of the time. So like I was with this like model once, right? Mm. And she was like, yo, can you please like help me with this thing? Can you please put me on like this
one, of, one, a model. One of
your platforms?
Not Sorry.
Dating, but I was seeing them.
So you date models and stuff.
Model is crazy. I was with this person who's in the industry, man. Right? And she was like, yo, dude, I'd love to be like on like, you know, one of the shows. Mm. Then I was like, okay, cool. My heart was like, oh, dude, I'd love to help this person. Yeah. Come through, come speak about your journey. Yeah. Come be on either one of the whatever. And then my brain was like, oh no, I've set a boundary.
Yeah.
When it comes to my work, I can't let somebody come onto the platform.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, cool now. Then I was like, okay, listen to you. I was able to say, listen.
Which is a huge progression for Tata.
Which is huge, bro. I was like, listen, I've set this boundary and like, I'm very adamant on like not have you come on to Thought Digest.
Yeah.
And then this person will say, no, okay, maybe like a week later, they'll be like, oh no, dude, I really want to come on to this thing. Like, I know you feel like I'm trying to use you. But I'm like, no, I know you're not trying to use me, but I have set this boundary.
Mm.
And like, for me, that was the hardest thing ever. Cause you know me, bro.
Yeah. No one's brand manager. I'm not in an empowerment office. I don't believe in empowering you to greater heights than using my tools and assets, because what happens when you leave?
Yeah.
You're going to look me in the eyes and have these tools and assets and be like, no, I made myself. Aipo, mfana.
Yeah.
Aipo.
Okay.
Hello. I'm talking to you.
I know. I'm reading what the producer's putting up there.
Oh, okay.
So they're saying like, do you feel like boundaries can perform as a function of intimacy? I have no idea what that means. Our producers use serious English. Like, please elaborate. You can use your voice.
So, there's certain things in the bedroom that is a no-go for certain people. And these are boundaries within intimacies. And intimacy can be described as multiple things. I know I love being a little spoon. Love it.
Yeah.
I love being the teaspoon.
Yeah.
I love being the little spoon. When with all my heart, that warm from behind, someone's holding you, you know, whispering. But there are certain people then, what? Tato, what? I put your cutting, bro.
Oh, I was checking if your thing was still rolling.
I love being a little spoon. But I know there are certain people that, like, bro, for example, when you cut in, they say, oh, no, I don't like when you... I'm sensitive on my neck. I'll show you, for example.
Yeah.
I'm sensitive on my neck. It's a boundary. I don't like hickeys. I don't like someone kissing my neck, for example, right? Yeah. There's certain people that I've been with that love
those types
kissing
of things.
The neck. So when you push the boundary, it might affect the intimacy that you hold with that person, because you're taking over. It's the exact same with men. When love, let's be honest, they love
oral sex.
Oral sex, right? But when a woman says, "No, I'm not going to give you oral sex," you must see the energy change in that room. All of a sudden, it went from loving the city to suits. Now we're lawyers. Why? Why don't you want to give me? And then, you know, she will present a case and etc. And boundaries can affect our intimacy. But again, what type of boundary are you holding?
Yeah.
Is it the brick wall or is it the transparent one? Because if you can explain to your partner your journey with certain intimacies and certain things that you do,
yeah,
then they will have a deeper understanding. They know if they touch your thigh like this, it might bring a response of when you burnt your thigh when you were making pap or whatever. You know what I'm saying? I'm just giving a very child safe example, but you get what I'm saying, you know?
100%, bro. And I feel like, you know, this boundaries conversation, I want to pick it up on the next episode, right? So I think what I want the viewers to do at home, like, if you have any questions or any subtopics you'd like us to dive into deeper with boundaries, or if you feel like we're talking out of like our eyeballs, please just comment down like things in the comment section and be like, "Yo guys, I hear you, but can we speak about this in boundaries?" Or, "I hear you, but boundaries mean this to me, and I think you guys don't understand boundaries because of this," because we're speaking from our experiences. End of the day, we are very petty, cold men, so we find a lot of things that are like emotion. Like our EQ when it comes to certain things is just very low.
Yeah.
Right. And I think with boundaries, like, it might be very low. Mm. So can you guys just comment down, let us know. I want to speak about perception now. Mm. Like
perception. I have a PhD in that.
In perception. So perception of self.
Right? I have a PhD in that.
How people perceive you, how social media affects how you perceive yourself, and how your friends and family affect how you perceive yourself.
Perspective is such an important tool. I think that, like, it should be taught in school from primary. You should be in a class and someone says to you, "Oh, but how do you think that made that person feel? Like, talk to me about..." And then they both say to each other how it made the other person feel. And so they constantly correct each other. Yeah. So let's say we have a fight as brothers.
Yeah.
And I basically slap you. I want you to tell me why I think I slapped you. Because tools like that will allow you to understand. Dude, it helps so much in conflict. When you understand where that other person was coming from, or where the other person was, emotion was deriving from. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And equally with now, social media is a huge thing, right? For me, I have always perceived myself to not be good enough on social media. I've always perceived myself that, like, dude, maybe my content is not the thing that people like, because I see people that have been in the game. Because I'm in the comedy game. I'm not going to lie. I'm in the comedy game. And I see my peers and I see them skyrocket to following. And they're doing like, you know.
Maybe you're not that funny, bro.
Maybe I'm not that funny.
I'm joking.
But real.
I'm joking. You
but
are,
real.
You are. You
real. Someone, I think it was you who said like, "Bro, I don't understand why you're not at the same level as, for example, Robot Boy, your Robot Boys, your Primos, your, you know, your Zilly Weezies, you know, like why you're not on the same level as them, right?" And I honestly, God knows, I don't know why.
Yeah.
I don't know why. And I'm saying this with 120,000 followers on TikTok. But I still, guys, keep on. I
need journeys, you guys to understand. Bro, it's journeys, right? So,
yeah.
Okay, so what was you're saying? Like, it's journeys. So, yeah. You need to think about how long those people have been doing what they're doing. So, I think you and Zilla are very close, if not.
No, Zilla's been doing it longer than me.
No, I'm saying you guys are very close in, like, following. So, the only difference with you and the only difference with you and Zilla is that Zilla's got MacG's platform, which obviously
is obviously huge.
So he joined an existing platform, which is huge. Yeah.
Primo's been making content.
Primo's been making content for years. Bro. Also, he's plugged into the industry very well.
Yeah, and these guys are like my, you know, these
and
guys
they work really hard. So don't people
yes.
Think,
no, I'm not. I'm not saying that they're not like the. These are the goats. These are the goats. I'm talking about my peers here.
I'm talking about in relation to you.
Yeah, I'm not saying they're not working hard. These guys are the goats, bro. They're the goats of the comedy game right
I feel
now.
Like with you, like, you're
even
gonna
Scaife,
be
even Scaife.
I feel like with you, you're gonna be like a thing of like, it's gonna be like a, you're gonna be like an Impala Pops, right? Like, some people, they gain their momentum and their movement once they are like a little bit older.
Yeah.
So you'll be surprised now. Now you're like, "Oh, no, but when you're 30, you might be the biggest comedian in South Africa.
Yeah.
So I think it's a timing thing. But let's go back into perspective perception, right? When I was speaking about perception of self and social media, I want us to understand why we perceive ourselves in specific ways, right? So obviously you can perceive yourself in a good way or in a bad way. And I feel like in the in the bad ways, I automatically think about the movie Inside Out. Mm. And there's all these different emotions. Like there's like...
anger, happiness, anger joy, anxiety, sorry. Anger, joy, things. Anxiety.
So I feel like when it comes to perception of self, like it's highly fueled by insecurity. What is it? What is that emotion? Anxiety, insecurity.
The new one.
The shy one. That one that's very...
Anxiety, sadness. I don't know, bro. It was sad.
Anxiety. Sad, yeah. So I feel like anxiety is what fuels a bad perception of self. Mm. Because you're anxious and you're like, yo, how's Lebo gonna like think? How's Lebo gonna react when I do this thing?
Yeah.
How's Lebo gonna think I look when I do this thing? So you're gonna paint all these different storylines and all these different things of how people are gonna perceive you.
Yeah.
Making you feel like you're not worthy of self.
Yeah.
All right. And when I'm speaking about social media, I know like for a lot of people, like we are on our phones almost every single day, right? Yeah. Going through people's best versions of themselves.
Yeah.
Right? And that affects how we perceive ourselves. Mm. I was speaking to one of my friends and she was like, dude, I deactivated on Instagram because right now is not moving the way I wanted to move, the way I wanted to move. Like relationship, she's not too grand. Like it's a bit shaky. Business, I don't know what's going on with business, but she's just not in the best position. But when she opens her phone, she's seeing people posting new cars, flowers, new apartments, flowers, people in happy relationships. And I feel like we're not realizing that social media is showing us how people want to be perceived. Mm. Not what they actually are. Not
what they actually are.
Yeah. So I feel like when it comes to like perception, it's so important for you to limit your social media usage or for you to truly understand what you're seeing on social media.
I don't know. For me, it's like, dude, I've been, since I had like, because I think now I'm sitting on 120, right? 120K. Since I've had like 30,000, like 30,000 following, 20,000, 10, I've been doing, like my videos do like a million views type vibe, right? But it would never, my following would never grow to the extent. So I'd be like, yo, I feel like I make people laugh, go, you know what I'm saying? And then that builds like this huge insecurity of me because I'm just like, I have the views. So my views are exactly the same. And I mean like bar for bar, exactly the same as like, you know, the big dogs, you know, the big guys in the industry, right? But what transpires is I always feel insecure about who I am as a content creator. Until one person comes up to me and says, yo, dude, by the way, when you dropped that thing, I died for a week. I shitted my mom, my dog, my cat,
So let's unpack that and let's make that easier for everyone else to also understand.
Yeah.
So basically, what you're doing is that you're doing something.
Yeah.
You're doing it very well.
Every day.
The exact same way as your peers.
Yeah.
And you are constantly looking at what everybody else is doing and it's creating insecurity of who you are.
Yeah. Comparison is the thief of joy, guys.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I feel like in that instance, like, because you're looking out and looking at other people's journeys, it's going to always affect how you view your journey.
Yeah.
Because if you pull someone who has 5K followers, 3K followers, 500, they're going to look at you differently.
Yeah, true, true.
So I feel like in life, we need to be very careful at where we are looking. Because you could look at this GOAT, right? Mm. And his journey is to do something completely different to what your journey is.
Mm.
And their reception of like viewers and numbers is not what's meant to happen for you right now.
Mm.
But like, you have to go through this phase where you're getting these types of views so that all this type of followers or whatever's going through in your life so it can make you stronger for when this opportunity comes, you're equipped and ready to work at a different type of, you know, work ethic.
Yeah. I think all my friends, all my content creator friends, we have this pride that we're like it's like Star Wars. There's a good side and the bad side of every platform, TikTok, YouTube, etc., right?
Yeah.
And we really do try to be customer friendly, brand friendly guys, you know. I wish I could see what a month of not being a gossip and saying trendy things online and making skits about the most scandalous things would do for my portfolio. But I know that's not who I am.
That's the thing. So like,
that's not what I am.
Let
me just add one more thing on top of that. Sorry. And I know that's not who I am.
Yeah.
And then again, guys, that's another thing with perception. It's like, dude, you may compare yourself to Mang Mang, but that's not who you are. It's like what you're saying. You have your own journey.
Yeah.
You have your own identity. You align with your thing. And sometimes you're driving the Taz to success and other people are driving a Ferrari, but you're still going to get to the destination. Success. And that's why I haven't given up. Because I think to us, you know, Tato's being very positive and very like, yo, but look in the, but me and Tato talk about giving up this thing all the time.
Why don't we speak about giving up?
We literally spoke about it like 3 days ago. You're like, giving up what? You said I was even Googling career changes.
No, so when I say that, I'm talking about adding on to what I'm doing.
I feel like giving it up.
So when I speak about giving it up, I'm not talking about like stopping everything completely.
Yeah.
When I'm speaking to him, okay, cool. My source of income right now derives from me being an influencer marketing space. It comes from me. Mm. And it comes from me obviously managing other people's brand. And it comes, yeah. So I'm trying to do that at a lesser level because I love all of this, but I want to, you know, add on to me building up this agency and everything. Eh?
You want to add on to your portfolio?
And maybe fuck with this, but I'd never want to quit this.
I think about it every day.
Quitting being like a podcaster.
Sometimes I'll have dreams where like I send you guys an email each and I'm like, yo guys, thank you so much for the journey. But I've now decided to be a corporate guy.
Why didn't you do it?
It's like what you said, bro. Like, I think everyone is born with destiny to become something.
Yeah.
And every time I've tried to stop this thing of being a content creator and stuff, it pulls me right back in because this is who I'm destined to be.
Is it?
Yeah.
Because I feel like if you had to like quit, I don't think anybody would. Like, obviously,
think anyone would care even. Bro.
No.
Type shit.
I don't think anybody would judge you for doing it.
Yeah, no one would be. Everyone would be like, oh, it makes sense. He's 25. He's got a job. You know, because keep in mind, every time I post a video on the internet, it takes away from a future CEO position that I could have. Because no CEO has had a YouTube channel when they were 15, 20.
Yeah, but 16. Then the landscape is changing, bro.
The landscape is changing, but not that fast, guys. Not that fast.
By the time you are going to be a director, which is in your 30s,
it is not that fast. It is a rare... I think people see things on social media. Again, it's like what we said on social media and think, oh, people are filming at work and what are like... people. Are, no, guys, we still live in a very much black and white world. Very, very unfair. You know, it's a very unfair and hard and cruel world, you know? There's no such thing as we accepting people's identities, etc. It's not a... The world is very cruel. The world is very, very cruel.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I like this whole topic, but I want to take it towards you now. And I want to ask you the question of, you know, in relationships, you know, you've always, and I mean always, always, always placed yourself online with your relationships, et cetera, right?
Jesus.
And I think you've always, because you said people present their best versions of themselves on the internet, right?
Yeah.
So obviously you've also contributed to that.
Yeah, man, what's going on?
Yes or no?
Yes, sir.
Yes, you've also contributed to that.
Yes, sir.
So you can understand why people do that. You can understand why people put their... No one on the internet wants to see that my life's boring. No one wants to see the thing. So do you think we force ourselves to push our best parts of ourselves on the internet because it's what we want or because what we have to do?
Oh, it's tricky.
Do you think,
bro,
I want to see Tato's tired?
Yeah, that's the thing. So like, I feel like also like for me, I believe in positivity.
Yeah.
I believe in making people feel better about themselves.
Yeah.
Giving people a better day, whether it's through laughing, learning, educating, inspiring, whatever, entertaining. So when I post stuff like, when I used to post relationship content, I'd post the best parts because in my mind, people want to see the best parts.
Mm.
Like why you want to see like me and my girl talking about like boundaries and, you know, how to love each other better. Like, who wants to see that? Also, like, when you're going in a relationship, it's like you're going through that thing for the first time.
Mm.
How can I be posting about it, you know? But happiness is a thing that's easy to post.
Mm.
So I feel like it's a thing of, like, people just know that they won't be judged for being happy. Right? They're going to be received well for being happy. So it's just the easiest thing to post.
I think it's so sad. It's not sad, sorry. It is so scary how the vulnerabilities and negativities of our minds are hidden away on the internet in these finsters and close friends and all these things. Like you have to, it feels like every day we show up and you're like an academic. And if you fail one exam, you are taunted for the rest of your life, you know?
Yeah.
I love it when I go onto someone's account and they're posting about mental health and they're like, guys, you know what? Today was the worst day ever. But like, yo, we move. Like, we're going to go. I love it because it's like, dude, you are a real person. The rest of you guys are NPCs.
Yeah, but that's all new, right? Like, think about the social media landscape four years ago.
Yeah. When did Finsta ideas start, actually?
I don't know when Finsta started, but I know that like 4 years ago, it was all about being positive, my relationships. It was all about like, you know, happiness, vlogging, sit downs, funny stuff. Only now are people speaking about how they feel. Mm. Only now are podcasts like evolving. Only now is there platforms for people to truly express themselves.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Because now it's a thing of like, okay, cool, guys, we've been lying to ourselves. What the fuck? Let's grow up. Gents, we're all going through some hectic things in life.
Hectic things.
So can we please unpack those things and like, let's talk about how we can become better people.
The term Finsta actually started off in 2011 when people started observing the difference between original and fake Instagram accounts. And then this gained traction in 2013 and entered mainstream social media vocabulary in 2015. Later on, as Gen Z adapted it into the word Finsta. So around 2015, people started saying, you know what, let me make an account for me and add my closest friends and post things, which is, by the way, the purpose of Instagram.
Yeah, so if you don't know what a Finsta is, it's basically like you have a second account and you post what
you really want. You really want.
It's like a close friend's Instagram account.
Yeah. And I think that a lot of people have now, I've not met a single person without a Finsta.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think anyone now does not have a Finsta. And it's so sad how we all hide away our true selves. Do you not think that is the most saddest thing ever, Tato? That everyone hides away their true self online. Their true self.
Yeah.
But maybe it's a thing of we are all too scared for people to see our true selves.
I know for me, I wish I could just leave social media, bro. Like if it wasn't.
You see?
Like if it wasn't, and this is like me being like, I wish I could record the podcast, post it, and it's just there.
Mm.
Like I hate the fact that like I have an account and
people, you have to exist.
I have to exist in people's opinions.
You have like, to interact.
I don't explain it now, but it's like I'm also. I wish I could just post my stuff on TV. Mm. I don't know, post it somewhere, and then people couldn't speak about it on social media.
Mm.
Like I'm so up to here with social media because, like, it's just so tiring. And we've seen like with me, like I've been spoken about multiple times on like Twitter, TikTok, all these platforms, and it's literally platform based. So we have Finsters. Instagram is my community of people who enjoy my content.
Mm.
So whenever I post something with Lebo being unseated like this, or whenever I post anything that I'm going through, it's very positive because like people feel like, oh no, dude, we've been seeing this guy's journey. We know him. We are following him. We're in his community. Mm. Go to TikTok, go to Twitter. People don't follow me.
They don't even know you.
They just watch me from a distance because they just love what my life is, right? Like your haters are your biggest fans. So to all my haters that are watching this, like you guys are going onto TikTok, Twitter, speaking out of your ears and coming up with the craziest, like, you know, storylines, bro. Like, the
craziest. That don't exist.
Like, I know my ex 2 days ago posted about, like, a very poetic thing about God, right? And it's like, yeah, she basically said when God comes back, everyone's going to fall. Everyone's going to, like, go to their closest person, but gonna be confused. But then we will all like rise again and be fine. Yeah. So like I was saying, guys, the different platforms have different types of like, you know, perspectives and people's opinions. I know with like Twitter and TikTok, for the past couple of weeks, nothing that has been spoken about me on Twitter has been correct. Maybe like one thing. And the problem is that with Twitter is that someone will say something, another person will co-sign it, and then it becomes the truth. And I know I was sent a video by Bonang. A video of Bonang by somebody else.
You know Bonang?
I've sent a video of... And then Bonang's basically like, when people speak about me online and it's not true, why must I go and correct them? Because I know my truth.
Mm.
You get me? So with me, like, people will be like, yo, Papa Tato, you're trending. They're speaking about you on Twitter. On TikTok, they're saying this. They're saying justice for Mo. They're saying all these things. Yeah. They're saying you did these things. I'm like, yo, bro, I know my truth. I can say, yo, guys, I didn't do any of those things. And then what's going to happen? People will still have their perspectives. People will still perceive in a specific way, which is why it's so important to understand how do you perceive yourself? And whose opinions about you do you truly value? Like for me, these past few months have been like, okay, but at the same time, they've been tough, bro, because you see a perception of you online that does not really exist. Right? And you know that if you have an opinion about it and you try to defend yourself, it's going to add on to that. Because now you're going to be like, no, he's a liar. No. If you, like, there's nothing right you can do.
And what Tata's saying doesn't only apply for social media. Like, you can apply for your friendship groups. You can apply for, it can apply into your romantic relationships. Your partner may perceive you to be something that you're actually not.
Oh,
and again, keep in mind, that builds resentment. It builds so much. They can perceive you as an angel. Your demon is fine, sharp, away, but then it will build up so much resentment.
That's the worst thing, bro. When you're in a romantic relationship with somebody and then
they don't even know who you are.
They perceive you as not who you are.
They don't even know what you are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how you are. That's so painful because it's like you're now you're tasked with having to prove to them who you are.
I want
to
tell you guys.
And even your actions, this is literally what I'm talking about. Even your actions when you're trying to literally say, oh no, I know you think I'm like this. I'm actually like this. Your actions aren't loud enough or they don't even receive your actions because of what? Perception and perspective.
Yeah.
Yo. Like, those two things are actually can be very, very scary.
That's why I said you must start in primary. You must start this task, like, this thing of perspective in primary. I wish, you guys, do you know how many people you have an argument with and they don't understand your side? Yeah. You can explain 99 times, they won't understand your side, not even a single time.
That's why, like, guys, if there's ever any rumors about you, someone speaking about you, it's not up to you to try and clear them out, bro. Especially when you know who you are and you know who your community is, bro. Yeah. Trust me on that one. Hi, guys. So this has been an amazing, amazing episode, guys. Yo, I wish you guys could have seen all of our technical difficulties. We've literally been shooting for
four hours.
But I'm sure this episode is less than even 50 minutes.
4 hours.
Like, this was very difficult. But like we told you guys, we're trying our best to produce content for you guys. We are just really, really tired, but we know we have to give you guys something because we really care for you guys. We love the community that we're creating. And I was going to speak about like our favorite movies right now and our favorite content creators. For me, Ugly Young Boy. Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
He's the guy. How's your mother?
How's your mother? How's
Where
your
are you?
He's the guy that goes, what's the go? What's the...
Yeah, the highest trailer on the internet.
The highest trailer. I can't even say it on the internet, but his content is amazing, bro. Shout out to him. Yeah. Like, I was on his Instagram just scrolling. I'm just there like, yo, banger. When it comes to stuff I've been watching, I watched season 2 of that thing on Showmax. There's only been 2 episodes out. The Game of Thrones, the one before, House of Dragons is absolutely amazing. Thank you so
much. You've watched season 1? Oh, I need to tap in, sorry.
Yeah, House of Dragons is really good. That is on Showmax. And then on Netflix, I went to, I've been watching, what's it called? Vikings Valhalla.
Oh yeah, so the new season's coming out.
Yeah, yeah. I've been watching the previous season, you know, just to recap myself. It's absolutely amazing. Greenland.
That's a good show.
It's a good show, yeah. So yeah. Vikings Valhalla, beautiful. Also, I want you guys to let us know, like, when we give you guys these movie suggestions, are you guys actually going to go watch? Please comment down below. Yes, we watch, so we can know if we should even be doing this segment.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I like the segment because Level always gives me like amazing things to watch.
Yeah, well, not this week. In terms of series, I've been watching a couple of things. But my favorite right now is Sex and the City. It's an old show. A lot of you wouldn't like it.
Mm.
But it dives into a friendship of four ladies, in their late 30s. And it goes into... It's basically like watching a podcast acted out.
Yeah.
Because they dive into different topics of men, women, sex, and all these things. And it's... Very educational, very realistic, very, very in touch with guys. It's on Showmax right now. So
if you want to, fourth time you bring this up, I need to watch it.
Really, it's amazing. I'm also watching The Perfect Match, only because I'm tired of meeting girls and they mention The Perfect Match and I have no idea what the hell it is. I'm 25. My dating range goes lower, so the young girls, you know, they know like these things and stuff. So I want to know what's happening.
I'm so dead.
And then in terms of movies, I'm going to recommend something that's a bit controversial.
Yeah.
It's called Bones and All. And it basically stars Timothée Chalamet. And it's about two...
You know actors' names.
Yeah, I do.
Timothée Chalamet.
Yeah, so it's about two cannibals who fall in love with each other. So they eat humans.
Carnivores.
No, they eat humans. Oh, cannibals. Cannibalism is...
What is it?
Cannibalism. Yeah, it's cannibalism. So when you eat humans, they're two people that eat humans, but they fall in love with each other. They don't need each other, obviously, but you get what I'm saying? And we go through their journey of them going to struggling and thinking, should they give up eating humans? Should they not? And they're
addicted.
It's a love story. And it's the most beautiful love story I've ever...
What's it called?
Top 5 love stories I've ever watched. Very hard watch if you're not into movies, not into cinematography.
What's it called?
It's called Bones and All.
Bones and All.
Bones and All. Bones and All. Okay. That's the movie I recommend, yeah.
Content creators, no one's doing it for you or what's up?
Content creators, I'm gonna shout out Scaife. Only Scaife. Scaife has been, I think, so me and my boys talk about, because we're in the comedy game, obviously. We talk about the league. We have like a league table and Scaife is number one right now. And yo, boy, you're cooking your heart right now. If you guys haven't seen any of his content, it's impossible.
You know, someone's cooking when they get collabs from certain people.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, when someone's cooking, it's like, okay, hey, now I'm seeing you collab with this person. Now you're cooking.
Because I've always seen his content, right? I've always been a fan, you know, dropping the bottle on, I thought it was hilarious. But now he's doing what I really like when content creators do this, is that when they go from moving in a certain pace of like doing a certain niche every single time and then moving into another niche.
Yeah.
So he's creating storylines and people follow them, and I really, really enjoy it. So
Not real.
But guys, let's move on to our members only. If you guys don't know, we have a members only on this platform, YouTube. And guys, for a small amount of certain amount, I'm not gonna say your check when you go check, you're going to get exposed to us, you get exposed to Thought Digest, more content, and we bring you so much more in-depth analysis on what we're actually speaking about and ourselves. And we're actually very honest. We're very honest. So if you want to go see something, screen record it and post it on Twitter, and who knows?
Yeah, like for example, this one today, we're talking about defining success for yourself outside of societal definitions.
That's so if you want to tap in more to the podcast, you go check that out. But it's been so great to grab.
And we're dropping level salary in that membership.
So yeah, we're dropping how much I make a month. A month and a day. So, guys, thank you so much for grabbing your favorite seats, and it's time to see you again maybe next time. Yeah. See you guys next time. Ray Bans and catamarans.